All sovereignty that day is for Allah. He will judge between them. So they who believed and did righteous deeds will be in gardens of pleasure. And they who disbelieved and denied our signs, for those there will be a humiliating punishment. And those who emigrated for the cause of Allah and then were killed or died, Allah will surely provide for them a good provision. And indeed, it is Allah who is the best of providers. He will surely cause them to enter an entrance with which they will be pleased. And indeed, Allah is knowing and forbearing. That is so, and whoever responds to injustice with the equivalent of that with which he was harmed and then is tyrannized, Allah will surely aid him. Indeed, Allah is pardoning and forgiving. That is because Allah causes the night to enter the day, and causes the day to enter the night, and because Allah is hearing and seeing. That is because Allah is the truth, and that which they call upon other than Him is falsehood, and because Allah is the Most High, the Grand. Do you not see that Allah has sent down rain from the sky, and the earth becomes green? Indeed, Allah is subtle and acquainted. To Him belongs what is in the heavens and what is on the earth, and indeed, Allah is the free of need, the praiseworthy.